Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday. Friday, August 28th, 2020, 15, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in live to WWGH Radio on a show that used to be called Friday Night Live, but now I think of it as the nighttime version of the Now program, which is what you just heard, because we went through some co-hosts on this show, and some people had to be done away with, and their names will never be mentioned again because we had to do away with them. But that happens in radio. People come and go. Just listen to some other stations around the area as people come and go. So we've been having celebrity guests. We had the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop on a few weeks ago. Marla Gibbs has been on. Opal Covey. We've had a good time here on Friday night and talking to you, the listening audience. I hope our Pinot Grigio couple is out there listening tonight. Maybe M&M's and Pinot Grigio or shrimp. Maybe we'll hear from them as the night goes on. Or maybe we'll find out what's going on with football Friday night. Now, here's what I was thinking as I was driving in. What this rain really is tonight, and I saw something on the internet that River Valley is trying to start at 8. It's 8:15 now. I don't think they are going to start at 8 because it's a mess out there. But I do know we're going to be hearing from somebody during the 9 o'clock break. It was supposed to be a score update. I don't know if that's what it's going to be. I don't even know if they're listening to me now. If they would like to call in, feel free to call in and let me know what's going on out there. But if you do want to wait to the break so your voice is not heard on the air and you can tell us what's going on, wait for the break and let us know if the games are starting. 740-383-9944. Or if anybody else out there knows anything, give me a buzz. But I am not alone in the studio tonight. I am joined by a guest co-host, I guess. It's guest right now. It could be permanent. You never know how things will go around here. He is the host of the Mike Wilson Show on Mondays from 5:10 to 6 p.m. on this station and has been for more than a year now. It's Frank Germain. I figured the host of the Mike Wilson Show would have to be Mike Wilson, wouldn't it?
Is this thing working? Is this
I believe you're on.
Okay. Yes, I think it is.
Frank Germain.
You know,
you like that?
Frank Germain. Well, we could change the name of the show to the Frank Germain.
The Frank Germain Show. Now, I want to talk about your show this coming Monday.
Okay.
Because I've
well, Scott, you said you wanted to have fun tonight. Now,
we're having fun.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
But we're having fun.
But we wanted to have fun tonight, so
what'd you do? Oh, look at you.
I thought I'd... Can you see that, folks?
I do. Mike Wilson has put on a clown nose on radio. I like it. It's good.
You said you wanted to have fun. I thought I'd break up the monotony a little bit.
Don't.
Not that you're monotonous.
You leave that on.
Okay.
Just leave that on for the 2 hours, Mike. Leave it on. It's good. It's only going to entertain me, but it'll be good. Here's the thing. Don't you think during this whole mess we're in right now, the pandemic and the political conventions and all this, have we forgotten how to laugh? I think we have.
I think a lot of people have, and I think that's what they really need right now. A good, just a good belly laugh.
Why does everything have to be so serious all the time? It seems like it does, apparently.
It does in many, many, many cases. And, you know, my show isn't... You know, a lot of laughs. It's mostly serious stuff, but
public affairs,
yes. And we're not talking about, you know, governors going out with starlets, that sort of thing. But yeah, public affairs. But
oh, did that happen? I didn't know that.
Well, talk about that
I
later.
Didn't realize.
That's not what this show's about.
It's not?
No.
Well, this one?
Yeah.
Your show or this one?
Either.
Well, this show could be about public affairs.
It could.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can dig up some dirt.
Oh, wait. There's always... People love gossip.
Yes, they do.
And I think people who say they don't gossip are lying. Everybody does it to some degree.
Yeah. I'm sure that I have at some point as well.
Well, I think you just do. I think sometimes you don't even mean to do it. Somebody just comes up to you and says something, and you say, oh, yeah, but I heard that blah, 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 blah. Well, that's gossip.
That's true.
You know, it's not like you fact-check that information.
Well, that's true. And so easy to fact-check nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Real simple.
But we were going to talk about my show.
Well, that's kind of egocentric, but go right ahead. Bring it back to it. Go ahead.
Well, you said that I went in a different direction.
Listen,
so,
I'll shut up now if you want. Go ahead.
We don't know what.
Promo it.
I left my notes at home. I had some really good notes on this. Next, this coming Monday, what's that, the 31st, the Ghost Sisters will be on. And this weekend, they are someplace actually doing some paranormal investigations. And they have been on the, I think it's a Travel Channel. It's different national shows. They're quite interesting. I had them on last August and asked them if they'd come back again. And they said, well, I won't use the exact words, but they agreed to come back.
Oh, what did they say? We need to know.
Well, they said something about a hot place and yes.
A hot... Okay, that's nice.
Okay.
That's nice.
I'm trying to censor here.
But here's the thing I want to... And you got... You sent me this message because you usually let me know who's going to come on, and okay. I do promo it, by the way.
Yes, I
do
know.
Do you
I've
ever
heard you.
Hear that?
I have heard you.
Well, you never say thank you.
Thank but you, Scott. I appreciate that you do promos, yeah.
I know. It's a little late, but here's the thing. I promo it, and when you said... Because 2 weeks ago, it was Mark Holbrook. And
yes.
then last week it was Fred Malone.
Yes.
And then this week it's Ghost Sisters.
Oh, yes.
So I've been promoting it.
Yes.
And before, when you said Mark Holbrook or Fred Malone, I said, good, I'll do it. Good, I'll do it. And you were fine, and everything was hunky-dory. When we got to the Ghost Sisters thing, I said, okay. And then you got like a little attitude.
I did?
You did. You don't you know who they are? Don't
oh.
you know? Da, 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 da. And I, no, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I've
come
heard,
on, Scott.
I've heard of them, but I don't understand it.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in ghosts.
Well, I don't completely, but it's an interesting topic.
Oh, it is an interesting topic. I mean, I've had the witch doctor on. I'm not saying that it's not an interesting... the nose will have to go. It won't sustain for 2 hours. No, I'm not saying it's not an interesting topic. What I'm saying is I just don't know... I don't get them. I don't understand it. I don't... You know, that would not be... If somebody said, we need a big rating, that would not be who I would go to, because I just
really?
Don't... I just don't know. Well, maybe I should.
I think it gets a lot of attention, that sort of
subject. It might,
subject.
But see, what page am I on where I'm not getting this?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're in the same book.
I mean, where do you hear all about the Ghost Sisters? Apparently,
actually,
I'm missing it.
From Terry Tackett.
Well, there you go!
So that's where I got the information.
How did he know about the Ghost Sisters?
I do not know. I do not know.
Are they his sisters?
They're not even sisters, but they call themselves... They've decided that most ghost hunters are men. Most groups of ghost hunters are groups of men.
Is it? Is that true? Have
well,
we fact-checked that?
Well, you know what? I haven't.
Oh, man, Mike.
I'm going by their word on
darn
that.
Darn it. I thought we were a public affairs show.
This show isn't. Anyhow...
well, you can tell that in the first 10 minutes.
One of them says she's a ghostwriter, which means...
What is that?
Well, the ghost...
She writes about ghosts?
No.
She's a ghost writer?
Yeah, the ghost writes... She puts pen to paper, and the ghost writes with her hand.
Oh, man. How many years did she spend in the home?
Now, come on, Scott.
Oh,
this is a
horrible.
Serious subject.
Oh, man. I don't know if I could interview these people if somebody told me that something like that. No. Really?
Yes, really, really, really.
Like, she puts a piece of paper down and...
Takes a pen, and the ghost guides her hand, and...
The ghost guides her hand.
Basically,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God bless the ghost. Okay. So you got the ghost writer.
Yes.
W-R-I-T-E-E-R.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, not R-I-D-E-R.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Ghost writer, not
yes.
ghost writer.
No.
Okay. Okay. So we got that one. What do the other sisters do? I don't...
They have equipment that can sense if there is...
Equipment? What have they got? Really? Is that what it is?
No, they got equipment that can sense if there are ghosts in the room.
Like what?
I don't remember the technical terms. You got to listen next Monday.
I'll be there. I will get next to a radio Monday.
Well, if you can be here, you can even talk to him in person.
Do you really want that? Do you think that? I don't know. I mean,
yeah, this is the Mike Wilson show, not the Scott Spear show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hone in on the Ghost Sisters. So they have equipment.
Yes, they do.
Like what? Do we? But we don't know what that is.
They have cameras that can, you know, pick things up in the dark, different things of that sort.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So that, how many of them are there?
I believe there are three sisters.
Is that who comes in?
Yes.
Do they wear T-shirts?
They do.
That say Ghost Sisters.
They do.
Well, at least they know how to merchandise.
And the one says, the main investigator. I thought it said instigator, but it's
they're investigators.
Yes, investigators.
Are they sisters or investigators? They're not really sisters.
They're not blood sisters.
Man, this is confusing. So they're the Ghost Sisters, but they're not really sisters.
Correct.
They're investigators.
They are investigators.
And one's a ghost writer.
One is a ghost writer. Correct.
Not writer.
Writer.
But the other two just sit around playing with the equipment?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I don't understand. Is that what it is?
Well, they take this very seriously.
Oh, heaven no. I wouldn't want to make fun.
They take it very seriously. They've been to a prison in Tennessee.
Oh, they did time? Is that what they meant? They did time together?
They went to the prison to check out paranormal, to investigate paranormal activity.
Well, that's what they told you. They were doing 3 to 5 for armed burglary or something.
Probably with messing with their equipment.
What are you doing, Mike? We're in the middle of the show here. We're trying to talk about the Ghost Sisters and the time they did at a prison in Tennessee.
They were at a former hospital, had been abandoned for years. They checked out a residence here in Marion. The house used to be a one-room school. Just a lot of interesting stories.
Why do we need to know this?
Boy, you ask the pressing questions, don't you?
Well, that's why, that's why I'm here.
I think it's fascinating. I don't know if I'm not completely convinced that they have actually communicated with ghosts.
Do they say they have?
Yes, they say they have. And sometimes the ghosts will come into them and maybe control them, that sort of thing. So, yes. Scott.
Oh, man. They come into them and control them.
That has happened, yes.
So they jump in their body, and it's all of a sudden the ghost stalking.
Yeah, you've seen this in cartoons and so on.
Okay.
You've watched Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I didn't know that happened in real life, though.
Well.
People believe this?
These folks do, and they're going to try to convince other folks that this is all real as well. I think it's fun. I enjoy it.
Oh, no, listen. I have had clowns on the air. Like I said, witch doctors, prophet people, Yeah, there you go. Tonight. But I'm just saying that I think that this sounds a little far-fetched, if I have to say, there you go, in my personal opinion.
Well, we'll find out. I've actually...
How will we find out?
If you want to go on one of their ghost hunting expeditions, you can... pay so much to go with them, and I've actually thought about doing that just out of curiosity.
You got to pay money to hang out with these people?
I know this last one, the one they're on right now, I saw on Facebook. You can check out the Ghost Sisters on Facebook. $75, and you could have gone with them and been a part of the investigation.
Do you get a ghost to jump in you? Or do you got to pay an extra $25 for that? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Why would I want to be there?
Oh, I think it'd be interesting. I want to see the results. I want to see what happens.
Well, have they found anything here? This used to be Frank Brothers Department Store.
Well, they haven't been here yet. The last time that I had them on, we were still down the street.
Down the street. Well, yeah. Today you tell them Monday to bring their equipment and their ghost writer, and see if like Mr. Frank is maybe floating around in these halls.
Could be. That could make for an interesting show, that's for sure.
So the three Ghost Sisters will be here.
There's three or four. I think it's three.
Did you book these people or did Terry book these people?
Well, the first time they came on, Terry actually did it. This time I saw them on Facebook and I contacted them. So.
Because were they good guests? That's all I can.
They were wonderful. Well,
that's
they made
all
a great
need.
Show.
That's all
Go
you need.
Go back to August. It's one of the August shows in 2019.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
If it doesn't matter how full of garbage they are, as long as they're a good guest, that's all you need.
You know what? You need to listen. Maybe you'll become a believer.
Highly unlikely. Maybe I should pay like $150 and go out on a couple expeditions.
Oh, there you go.
I just don't understand ghosts in general. Do you? I mean, forget the Ghost Sisters here for a
second. I don't know if I can understand them because I've never actually met one. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't you think you would have ran into one by now? You just had a birthday this week.
I did. Yeah. I did, yes.
We know this because Adam called in.
I know about that. I heard it.
Oh, you heard that show.
I heard on one of the repeats, yes.
Yeah, what did you think of that show? Because I didn't know he was going to do that, and I also didn't know he was going to be struck by lightning during the two calls.
Is that what happened?
We don't know. I haven't heard from him since.
You haven't heard from him since?
No.
Okay, well, I saw him on Facebook a little bit ago talking to somebody else.
He's alive.
So he must be here, or somebody has his phone. Or when there's ghost has his phone.
Could be. Maybe Adam's dead.
Maybe there's a ghost texter.
Ghost texter?
Yeah.
Like a ghost writer?
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that when you were listening to that, what did you think?
Well, I thought he was having some technical difficulties for sure.
He was having
and I thought he was going overboard describing me. So.
What did he say? I don't even remember now.
I don't know, but to hear him, I'm the greatest thing in radio, so, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Move over, Scott Spears.
Hey, well, take it. You can have it. But here's the thing. What I'm saying is I remember him calling in, and I felt bad, first of all, that I didn't know it was your birthday, but then I didn't feel bad in a way because, honestly, I've never wished anybody happy birthday on the internet. I don't pay attention to that. I don't know why. Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
I'm just not one of those people. If you didn't do it to me, I wouldn't get offended
because
I don't do it for other people.
I'll remember that. February, I think, is your birthday.
February.
Yes.
I'm talking to Adam that day, and he's calling in to tell me this, and then the phone dies.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened.
Then he got back on for a moment.
Almost immediately.
Right.
He calls right back in. Mm-hmm. And then, but almost immediately, all I heard him say was something about technical difficulties, and then bam, it was dead again.
Hmm. Very interesting.
And I haven't heard from him since. Never got a message as to what happened. Never heard. I don't know.
Well, maybe he's listening right now. But this is about the time he's at the gym, I believe. So maybe he'll have us on in his headphones.
He has some funny conversations on Facebook with the aforementioned Terry Tackett. They have some doozy conversations on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Do you ever see those?
I've seen some of them,
yes. They're interesting.
Yes, they are.
Well, how would you describe that relationship between those two?
Well, it's interesting.
Is it?
I can't come up with a word for it.
It's an interesting relationship.
I don't think they hate each other, but they like to antagonize each other. How's that?
They are very prickly with each other. Is that what we call it? Prickly or dry? Are you getting a call over there or something?
I'm looking to see if
Adam...
You're
doing a show here.
I'm looking to see if Adam happens to be on the internet right now.
Oh, you're going to have him call in?
Adam Lepp, he's connected.
Are you going to have him to call in?
Well, I can.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's on right now.
This is on your dime if he calls in. Because sometimes it's hard to... You know, he has a tendency to go on, but that's okay.
Well, okay, let's... I'm sending him a message right now. Call into station.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's see what happens.
We'll be hearing from Adam Lepp.
Because he is on right now.
I can do another plug.
There we go.
Do you like his mid-morning coffee break with Dr. Feynman?
You know what? I have rarely heard that because of my work schedule, my real job.
That's a good out.
I have heard it a couple times. It's interesting.
That interesting word again.
Okay, he read my message, so
all right.
He'll be calling
any
second.
Phone rings here. See if he remembers the number. We're going to find out what happened the other day.
Yeah, let's see if we can get an answer to that. So anyhow, the Ghost Sisters will be here this Monday. The following Monday, we're going to have Tim Maseko. Now, Tim Maseko, now this is one not so funny, lost a son, a five-year-old son a few years ago to an accident in the home. And he's written some books on how to cope with the loss of a child. So, yeah, you're
I can't
on.
Imagine there
he's
would...
listening to us.
Is he?
Yes. He said, yeah, you're on. So.
Well, listen, Adam, if you're listening, call in. We want to know what happened to you. Did he become bashful all of a sudden?
Adam, bashful?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Wow.
No, I can't imagine anything worse than the loss of a child. That would be the worst.
It would be. It would be.
So,
and
that'll be a good show.
He's done a super job documenting what happened and sharing, you know, some of his tips on how to handle the situation.
Well, you know, somebody who goes, are you getting messages from Adam?
Well, yes, I got a message from
Adam.
What
did he say?
What am I supposed to say? Do you want a script?
He's become bashful all of a sudden? Adam is bashful?
Just... Yes, I'm texting on the air here.
I cannot believe that Adam is got air fright all of a sudden. What in the world has happened?
Okay. Well, we don't want any dead air here.
No, are we having dead air? Catch the Ghost Sisters Monday, 5:10 to 6 p.m. I know I'll be tuned in.
When you... I just tell us what happened when you called.
Yeah, when you called in the other day.
Oh, I can just tell him over the air. What am I doing?
He's listening, Mike.
When you called in to Scott the other day.
Yeah, we want to know what happened. Why haven't you not called back to tell me what happened, Adam? You cut out that day, and I haven't heard from you since. I thought you were dead.
Well, maybe he doesn't know much about computers.
I have the authorities out looking for him right now.
He said, I can sing you happy birthday.
Oh, let's do that. Boy, come on, Adam. Is his phone down? What's going on?
Okay, do you know anything about computers or phones?
Or how to dial at this particular point?
Isn't that kind of a weird thing? We've held on to that word dialed on phones. Who has a dial phone anymore?
We do, right here.
We do?
Isn't that a...
There we go.
Oh, here we go. This will be good. Go. Now, watch me. I'll give him a little intro here. And he's calling from a different number, by the way, which is different from the number he called in on Tuesday, which maybe was the whole problem.
Oh, okay.
But calling us right now is the host of Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, heard on this station Monday morning, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then repeats Tuesday and Thursday, 2:10 to 3 p.m., Adam Lepp. Adam, we thought you were dead. What happened?
What did you want me to call for, though? I didn't quite know. So, you want me to call? I'll call.
Well, we wanted to... Adam, you called the other day, and you called in, and you let us know that it was Mike's birthday, and then in the middle of the phone call, the call dropped out, and then, like, 2 minutes later, you called back in, and all I heard was technical difficulties, and then the phone hung up again, and then we never heard from you again.
Yeah, it wasn't really too much to talk about, just Mike's birthday and something else I forgot.
You sound depressed, Adam. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, that's how he usually sounds.
Mike sounds old. Mike sounds older, though.
Oh, does he? Oh, see, the compliments are gone now, Mike. Now you sound older.
I'm not sure I'll take that.
What do you think about the Ghost Sisters, Adam?
Not familiar with the Ghost Sisters. They like the Pointer Sisters, or are they different?
Very similar.
They do paranormal investigations.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
So are you going to sing Happy Birthday?
Do they start with the White House, or where do they do their first investigation?
Well, they've been to several places, but not the White House yet.
So you're listening tonight, Adam. How do you think it's going so far?
It's okay. I've heard worse. I've heard worse, but I've heard better.
Okay. Adam, listen, I've talked to you many times over the years. You sound a little depressed tonight. I'm a little worried.
Kind of mellow. I mean, there's nothing really to do. I mean, Friday evening used to be kind of fun, but...
As you get older, that changes, right?
The governor hates the state. What do? You just sit here and you watch reruns, but I guess that's okay.
Or listen to Scott Spears.
Yeah.
Like, I could do that. That's always something new and exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is, because I try to bring something new to the table every Friday night, Adam. I about forgot your name there. Well, that's awful.
It's okay. I forgot your name once.
Well, that's okay. What did you used to do on Friday night, Adam?
I forgot. It's been so long.
That is a shame. That is
not
a
really
shame.
Not really much you can do. I mean, the mall closes early. Everything kind of it's like we're going back in time. Everything closes early. There's a Speedway is open. That's about it.
Well, Adam, this is interesting. Mike has Vulcan ears on, or elf ears. Which are those, Mike?
I don't know. I can't hear with these on.
You can't hear with those on? Vulcan or elf ears?
I think they're more logical, so they must be Vulcan.
They're Vulcan. He looks like Spock.
I've been Vulcanized.
We're having a good time here, Adam. I wish we could rub some of this off on you.
Sounds like a laugh a minute over there.
Oh, it's a laugh a minute.
I couldn't find my rubber chicken.
But you had all these celebrities on earlier. I just kind of lost track. You had Pat Carroll.
I did. Pat Carroll was on today. Cousin Brucey was on today. Thunderbolt Patterson was on today. Kreskin was on this morning. It was a big morning.
It was quite a... It's like you had all these people on in the morning, and like we just have local people on now, so it's kind of different. Maybe did Kreskin predict an interesting show this evening?
He did. He said it was going to be top-notch.
What did Thunderbolt have to say?
Thunderbolt talked about the coronavirus, pretty much.
Okay.
It was good. And Cousin Brucey talked about returning to WABC Radio after his 15-year stint at Sirius Radio.
Yeah, quite a legendary DJ, that guy.
Yes, legendary. So, what do you and Dr. Feynman plan to talk about on Monday?
We could argue about immigration or about Donald Trump and Joe Biden, or we could just talk about things we agree with, or we could just laugh. Usually we just laugh. That's the best part when there's humor.
So
you have to see the humor in all this.
Yes.
Otherwise, it could be depressing. We could talk about, first was Melania's gardening skills, then it was her dress. But as I said, isn't Melania's green dress kind of the 2020 version of Obama's tan suit?
I must have missed that, Adam. Did she miss it? Did she have a green dress on? Where was this?
Yeah, it was like a greenish-brown dress, right? And they were saying she kind of looked like Castro. But people were saying things about... I liked Obama's tan suit. I thought it looked good. I don't understand what the problem was. But Melania doesn't really look good in green. I think they could have picked a better color for her.
Now, that's Michelle that was wearing the pantsuit, right? You said Obama.
No, Barack Obama. Remember the tan suit that he wore? And people just... I don't know why. I liked his tan suit. I thought...
Oh, okay.
Well, Hillary wears the pantsuit.
You know, I don't... it's beyond me what these people look like or how they dress. I just care that they have a brain. That's it. As long as they know what they're doing.
Asking a little too much, Scott. I'm not sure how much in the way of brain cells some of these people have.
I don't know. You know, I listen to them. I think they know what they're doing, some of them.
Joe Biden got a little confused, I think, when he was talking about some of the shootings. He was I think, kind of not placing the defense properly. So that got a little bit of news.
You know, I don't know. Here's what I know.
We don't know. We don't really know where you stand. So I know you were totally neutral, which is part of the fun. With me, you know, I'm eclectic, but, you know, some of my beliefs, but some are still kind of a mystery. Plus, sometimes I change my mind.
So have you decided who you're going to vote for yet?
I'm still undecided. I don't like any of them, but I have to pick one. Certainly there are things about Biden and Harris that I'm very very turned off by, but there are things about Donald that I'm turned off by. I have to decide which one can be most palatable, and again, when I make the decision, just try to stand by that person. It's pretty much slim pickings this time.
I didn't know he was running.
Well, maybe he'd do a better job, Mike. It was like the last mural election. I didn't want to vote for Ginther because I can't stand him, and goodness sake, look what he's done. Talk about someone who hates where he's governing, but didn't have any competition. But he will this time. I mean, I'll ride in Bozo the Clown if I have to, because he's just gotten so bad. Tim Bailey was really good. I wanted to mention that. He's very... very well spoken. Yeah, that was one of your best interviews too. Yeah, he tells it like it is, and that's good. You don't really notice that a sheriff would always do that, but I was impressed.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking with the sheriff this morning.
He seems like a good guy.
You know what I have found? Most everybody. Oh, you know, here's something that I want you to explain this, because Glenn, I don't think, understood this the other day, Adam. See, people think that I am angry with Jim Jordan. I'm not. I the interview that I had with
him mean to you, and he was rude. You should be angry.
But I'm not. I'm no. See, because here's the thing. I was asking.
You're awfully forgiving, Scott, because he was rude, and he's a public servant, and I don't like the way he talked to you.
Yeah, but here's what happened. The interview was live, And he did not want to be asked questions, I'm sure, about the whole wrestling thing.
Well, and then he couldn't be in public office and being a public servant, and he shouldn't have done it. I mean, he looks guilty if he doesn't want to answer the questions. If he has nothing to hide, answer the questions.
Well, I guess all I want to say, because Glenn thought that I had a personal thing against him, and I don't. I would have him on tomorrow. I would talk to him in a second. But I think it's you who dislike him now because of that particular interview, because I've heard you reference it many times on your show.
I mean, look at Tim Bailey. I understand there's no controversy with him. He's just kind of vanilla, so lack of a better term. But how respectful he was. And the best example, Scott, is Mary Taylor, I believe. She's the DJ. But, you know, Mary Taylor, we may not agree
former
with
former lieutenant governor.
Yeah, because she's rather conservative, but she was so respectful. And look at the difference. Like with Tim Bailey, too. That's an example of someone who understands that she is a public servant. And, again, as long as you're nice to her, and you were very nice to Jordan, not sure, you know, how you kept your composure. That's admirable, because I certainly wouldn't have. I would have started using words you can't say on the radio. But thankfully, you're more of a gentleman than I would be.
Well,
with Mary Taylor, yeah. Look how respectful she was, and she loved coming on. She thanked you, and didn't have to agree with her. She got a lot of points with me. I can overlook some of the things I don't agree with her on because she did conduct herself so well. I understand she wasn't involved in a scandal, but Jim Jordan didn't have to be involved in that scandal. I mean, to me, he's obviously guilty because he doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you, because
it's like a policeman saying, well, you know, do you have any drugs in the car? Well, no. But if you start getting antsy about it and don't want to show reasonable proof that you don't have drugs in the car, well, then you kind of look guilty.
Well, I will say this about that interview.
That's kind of what happened.
Well, I will say this about the interview. I don't think I've ever gotten angry in an interview. And in the years I've done this now, there have been a lot of interviews.
No, I mean, even Charlotte Ray saying she had to catch her train because she knew that was a made-up story. You didn't get mad at her. You said, okay, you catch your train, and thank you very much, Mrs. Garrett.
I don't know if I want to call Mrs. Ray a liar or not, but you know, all I'm going to say is,
you think she really had a train, Scott? I mean, that was just kind of funny. And she said it with such a straight face, but she's such a good actress. See, when you interview actresses and actors, they're so good at these parts, you never really know. But that's just one of the funniest things. I dwell on that a couple times, but it really was funny. In this way she said, it's like, oh, I got to catch a train. I'm sitting here waiting for a train talking to Scott Spears. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, if I remember that well, and I would have to go back in my mind, a lot of people do give you time frames because they are penciling you in between things. And that particular interview, I do believe that we did have a time frame on it, because I think if you go back and look at it, she was not scheduled for the full hour. A matter of fact, I think there was another person scheduled that hour. And what might have happened, see, because what happens is Charlotte Ray was not somebody who I talked to directly. So the person who set up that interview might have told me one thing and told her another, and she had another appointment. And we were about right on the time frame, because I remember, and I'll tell you what it was. I remember in her book was very revealing, and you would not think that book about her. And I got the impression, because I've interviewed her like four or five times. It's not like she didn't like me. She came on for an hour when the station first went on the air. And I think what happened was there was some sensitive things in her life. Her son was handicapped. I don't think a lot of people knew that. And she didn't like to talk about that, but she wrote about it. And she also had cancer. I don't think she liked to talk about that, but she wrote about it. And her husband left her for a man, which I don't think she liked to talk about, but she wrote about it. And I think she had a lot easier time writing about it than talking about it. And that particular interview was for her book, and I was asking those questions.
It's going like, read the book. I mean, it's okay. I mean, she does want to promote her book. That's fine. But, yeah, it was just interesting, too, because you look at Mrs. Garrett, and she was talking about how Mrs. Garrett never yelled at the girls and how she was always so nice. And, you know, Charlotte kept her composure. It just, with that, I got to go because my train is here. That was just hilarious.
Right, but if you go back to
that made me giggle, but it was just kind of funny. Maybe the way that she said it.
It could be. Well, Adam, I thank you for calling. I didn't realize time's getting away from us. But, Adam, thank you for calling in, and keep on listening.
me to sing happy birthday?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sing happy birthday to Mike.
Were you going to join me, or?
No, I'm not going to join you, but go ahead and sing it.
I'm not going to join you either.
Okay, one, two, three, four. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mike Wilson. Happy birthday to you.
Kind of makes that whole Marilyn Monroe JFK thing just pale in comparison, doesn't it?
a smashing birthday tribute to Mike, and happy number, it's 40, right, Mike? Was that your birthday?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay, that.
Thank you, Adam.
You look younger without the beard, so I thought you were probably turning 40.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right, see you later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Adam Lip. There you go. But just about the Charlotte Rae thing, which I do think is interesting, she was on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like that was the isolated interview that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it was one of those things.
The train thing, it could be that she was wanting the polite way to say, oh, I got to go.
Well, it could have been another interview.
And one doubt of it, yeah.
I would have to listen to it again. It's been so long since I
kind of remember hearing it, but...
Yeah, but I do believe, because I remember it, and I remember... I think she had something else scheduled, and because she was on a book tour.
Right.
You know, she was trying to promote her book. And I think it was probably, you know, I don't want to talk about my husband who ended up going. I think it was some of that. But
right.
Because she came on after that.
Well, writing it down and verbalizing it are two different things.
And she was always very nice to me.
Sure.
And Jim Jordan has been on a lot. And I can't see getting angry with somebody. I don't think he was angry with me. I think he was angry with the situation.
Right. That's understandable. And if you get angry with them and you want them to come back for another interview, do you think they're going to come back? Possibly not.
Well, I don't think it's... First of all, it's if you're doing an interview, they have done you a favor by coming on.
Certainly.
So if they get rude, I think that's a little childish for me to get rude back with them, because then what have we learned? You know, I'm trying to get an answer from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I'm asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's getting angry because I'm asking the question, that's fair, but I'm going to keep asking the question.
Sure.
And I'm not going to get angry and lose the chance at hearing what his answer is.
See, that's part of what makes you such a good interviewer. I'm not as persistent as you are.
See, I still we can run out the hour with this, because this is fascinating to me. Because I've thought about this, because the other day I was called persistent again,
yes,
by somebody.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, I put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
That word will follow me to the grave. But I don't know what it means. And I mean, I know what persistent means, and I think I get what people are saying when they refer to me as that. But I guess when I sit down to do an interview, I don't think of it like that. I guess because I don't hear myself or think of it in that way. I think everybody does their own thing.
Didn't Phil Donahue use that word to describe you one time?
Phil Donahue used that word.
I thought he did, yes.
Dick Cavett has used that word. The other person the other day who said that did it. I haven't this is funny.
Sam Donaldson, I think.
Sam Donaldson,
yes.
Absolutely.
I do listen.
You do listen. And they all say it, but they all say it with a lot of reverence. They mean it as a compliment.
They do.
They do. But I'm not sure what it is, because I'm not doing it on purpose.
I think you are doing it on purpose, because you're doing what you need to do to get the information you want.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, I don't sit down and think I'm going to be persistent with this person.
It's better to say persistent than badgering.
Well, I would take badgering. I guess I was badgering Jim Jordan that day. But you know what? Here's the deal. You know what it is with me? In the back of my mind, if I don't ask a certain question, it would drive me nuts.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
If I hadn't asked Jim Jordan about the biggest scandal going on at that time,
mm-hmm.
I would have, what a joke. Why did I have him on? What was the point?
That makes sense.
Ask him where he gets his shirts pressed. You know, it's his business how to answer it.
Correct.
You know, I remember asking Madeleine Albright, and this is Madeleine Albright,
sure.
Former Secretary of State, did she regret saying there's a special place in a warm place for all women who don't vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, I don't necessarily know that she wanted to answer that question, but you have to ask it.
And what was the question you asked?
I said, do you regret saying that?
Oh, do you? Okay.
Because she said it publicly, and she kind of took some heat for it.
Right.
And I said, do you regret that? You know, there are questions over the years that, you know, you save till the end of the interview. But you know what's funny? Most people do answer.
Right. And if they're not guilty of something in the situation, they probably are going to answer.
Well, I mean, I was thinking the other day, I have been lucky enough over the years, I've interviewed Elvis's physician, Dr. George Nikopoulos.
Oh, okay.
I've interviewed the man who was handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes,
when
I've
he was
heard that.
Jim Lovell.
Yes.
I've interviewed, and they're both dead now.
Right.
I've interviewed F. Lee Bailey.
Right.
It was Sam Shepard's attorney and O.J. Simpson's attorney. No, he's still with us.
Okay.
I've interviewed him.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah, well, that does happen, too. I've interviewed a lot of people who were Sam Reese Shepard, who was the only other person in the house the day that Mrs. Shepard was killed.
Right.
The son.
Right.
I've interviewed him. Almost every crime. I interviewed Clint Hill, who was the Secret Service man, the first Secret Service man on the back of the car. When JFK was assassinated in Dallas. So you think about that, you know, they're interesting people. They're interesting subjects. And that's what interests me.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. You get some of the people that the people don't always hear from. And I like listening to your interviews. They're so persistent.
Well, you know, I don't know any show, and this is what I always say when people try to give me a political bias. I always say, I don't know any show that has had Phyllis Schlafly, Roger Stone, and Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and also Jesse Jackson, Al Franken, and Madeleine Albright, who've all been on this show. So, I mean, where's our political slant?
Right. You seem to cover it all.
You know, I mean, if they come on, Jim Jordan.
Sure.
But also Sherrod Brown. So, you know, figure it out.
Hey, that's the way that broadcasting should be.
Used to be.
Yes. Yes.
Now it's all personality driven. It's about what the host knows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. That's why I don't like to be interviewed. People have asked me to come on their shows on this station.
I've asked you to.
You have asked me to come on your show, believe it or not. The only time I think I've ever done it, I went on Paul Savage's show because I knew he was ill, and it was one of the last shows, and he'd asked me for like 3 years to come on. So I did. I did that show. But the reason is honest to goodness, I really don't think I have all that much to say. And
Scott, you have had an interesting radio career.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know.
I kind of admire your work.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, but I don't know that I would have anything new to bring because I feel that, you know, I was lucky. I was in the right place at the right time.
Sure.
Maybe I was persistent, and it became what it became, and it's been good. That's why, you know, there are certain people. I mean, if radio dried up tomorrow, if radio went off the air, I couldn't be sad about it. How could I be sad about the people that I've gotten to talk to over the last couple decades?
Oh. it's such a variety of people. I mean, people like Phyllis Diller, you know?
Phyllis Diller. Oh, yeah. And that's why when people say, what's your favorite interview? I mean, oh, come on. I mean, there's no way that I could ever. Pat Carroll's always fun. Kay Ballard was fun. I do love Phil Donahue. I do like Sam Donaldson. I used to love having you Downs all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Phyllis Schlafly was interesting to me. I had her at the convention. So there have been so many that strike chords in my brain. Jane Meadows. I used to love Jane Meadows when she would come on. So Art Linkletter, Jack Klugman.
You've had Art Linkletter on?
I had Art Linkletter on, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that.
Tony Curtis.
Okay.
Ernest Borgnine. Dick Van Dyke. You know, it's been okay.
It has, Scott.
It's been okay.
It has, Scott.
Yes. And one of my things being from Marion, the proudest maybe interview Marion-wise was doing the first interview with Warren G. Harding's grandson.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was poignant.
Yes.
And remains such.
Sure.
But see, this is all I can say about these people is what, to me, it's more important what they say, not what I say. And I listen to so many shows now, and this is why I like your show to a certain degree, to be honest, because I do think you learn more about the guests than we learn about you.
That's what I'm there for.
Yeah, but that's, listen to other shows. And it's nothing wrong. Everybody right. has their own style. It's just not my style.
Right.
To listen to somebody tell me what they know. You know, you'll be back tomorrow.
I figure I don't know that much about some of these subjects, and I want to learn, so I figure there's other people want to learn about them.
And you know what? We're going to learn how to take a break here and come
here
back in
go.
10 minutes. Stay
here
tuned. We're coming back.
No, not much is private, but I'm a publicity so I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I shouldn't. I should have been more